Hear that? That's the sound of hummingbirds in combat around a front porch feeder. And they are vicious. Terry Johnson says that's just hummingbirds.
I think it was the Aztecs that thought that they were their soldiers that had been resurrected from the dead and were fighting battles in the sky.
Johnson is a retired head of non-game wildlife management for the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. He's also really into hummingbirds. He says the fighting is about putting on as much weight as possible with the least amount of effort.
They've got to have 3/40ths of an ounce of food to make it across the Gulf Coast to their wintering grounds.
In human terms, that's like a 170-pound man putting on 85 pounds before flying to Mexico for the winter.
It's not uncommon for people to have 100 or more hummingbirds at their feeders at this time of year.
The 10 or 20 we are watching are all ruby-throated hummingbirds, Georgia's most common species. But there are 11 other species you might see, like the green violet ear from Mexico.
Basically, it's going to be a greenish hummingbird. It's a metallic green hummingbird. That'd be the easiest way to describe it to you.
But big. The biggest? The magnificent hummingbird. Terry got a call from the manager of St. Catherine's Island about that one.
He says, I've got a big hummingbird down there. In fact, it's so big it tips my hummingbird feeder sideways.
A lot of people traipse all over the country chasing exotic hummingbirds. But Terry says that kind of misses the point.
You wish sometimes that people would pay more attention to the more common things.
Because these common ruby-throated hummingbirds are spectacular. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.